From Colorado Public Radio, I'm Zachary Barr in for Ryan Warner, and this is Colorado Matters. Given the recent mass shootings, it may feel like the crime rate is on the rise. But in fact, it's not. It's declining. And that means fewer people are going to prison. And so prisons are closing, four in Colorado, and it's happening in other states too. So now, a new challenge. What to do with the empty buildings? A community in southeastern Colorado has one idea, and we'll hear about that in a few minutes. First, Emily Badger speaks with CPR's Andrea Dukakis. Badger's article about this topic appears on the Atlantic City's website.
We've got about 17 states that are closing prisons and about 25 states in the last 2 years who have in some way at least reduced the prison population that they have. So it's definitely a growing trend. We know that in the state of Michigan, for instance, they've closed about 22 prisons just over the last decade. The state of New York is another one that's really kind of on the forefront of this. And just last year in 2011, they announced plans to close about 7 prisons there. So we have some sense that it's more than a dozen states. It's quite a lot of them that are beginning to figure out how to go about this and what to do with these buildings.
It's easier to reuse some buildings than others. Still, people have found some ways to use them. And I just wanted you to give me some examples of some practical ways folks have repurposed prisons.
Yeah, well, it really depends in part on where the prisons are located. When we're talking in some cases about jail facilities that are actually kind of in very urban locations, it's a little easier to come up with something to do with them than when we're talking about these sort of giant mega prison facilities that are located in the middle of nowhere, because it's easier to repurpose a building in say, downtown Boston, where there are going to be people around to actually use some new use of that building. I'm thinking, for instance, of the Charles Street Jail in Boston, which was converted into a boutique hotel. But it would obviously be really difficult to convert a prison in, say, rural Iowa into a hotel because who would be around to patronize it? So I think one of the easier solutions to do in other locations is to turn some of these facilities into self-storage units. I mean, when we think about them, prisons are really sort of defined by lots of blocks of fairly small confined spaces. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of things that you can do with those. We probably don't want to put people in them, but maybe we could put stuff in them and at least treat them as storage space for stuff.
So there's a very big difference between some of these older prisons that can be refurbished and these new cell block prisons.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I encountered was that a lot of the prisons where people are really starting to think the most now about reusing them, they're fairly sort of historic in nature. And so this is almost kind of a question of how do we keep a historic property as opposed to tearing it down. There's one case of a prison facility in Lorton, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., where they're converting what was really more of sort of like a dormitory as opposed to a bunch of small cell blocks. But they're taking this dormitory penitentiary facility and they're turning it into rental apartments. It has a lot of history to it. The facility is about 100 years old. The architecture is really interesting. And so in many ways, that building is worth saving, or that those set of buildings are worth saving sort of in and of themselves. But when we're talking about more recent facilities that were built just within the last 20 years or even the last 50 years, you know, you might drive by and look at them in the countryside somewhere, and probably no one is going to think this is an architectural gem that we need to make sure and save.
Yeah, we have one in Canyon City, Colorado, the newest Colorado State Penitentiary, which was just built and just closed. And it's one of these long buildings made up of concrete cell blocks and metal. And it's in a very isolated area. I wonder if some of these communities have considered just tearing them down.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's going to be inevitably what happens to some of these buildings. I mean, I think a lot of people in these communities and a lot of people in the sort of architecture and justice policy community would like to figure out how to save as many of them as possible, simply because tearing them down is sort of wasteful. But it's inevitable that some of them are going to have to be torn down because we can't find other uses, or even because these communities simply don't want to have these buildings in their midst anymore. But it's going to cost a lot of money to do that. So I think it's also possible that what we're going to see is that a lot of these buildings are just going to sit empty, and they will be sort of overgrown and reclaimed by nature around them, and they will become this sort of modern modern ruin that we have in America simply because it was expensive to tear them down or because we couldn't come up with a better idea for them.
Most people probably assume that it's an economic decision to close prisons, but you argue that, in fact, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, the economics certainly have something to do with this. A lot of states are realizing, as they're in this really tough budget scenario right now, that prisons are just extremely expensive to operate. And in light of the recession, closing prisons or realizing that we don't need to incarcerate quite so many people is one way that states could save money. But that's, you're right that I think that's only one part of what's going on. I mean, there's also just this changing culture on the part of both politicians and just public opinion in America about whether or not we want to continue incarcerating as many people as we have in the past. We have this sort of legacy over the last couple of decades of locking up more people and keeping people who are in prison there for a longer period of time. And a lot of researchers and people in the justice policy community are also starting to make the argument now that this just isn't really an effective way to keep people from recidivism and from returning to prison.
Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Andrea.
Now let's turn to a community in Colorado that's facing this issue. The Fort Lyon prison in the southeastern part of the state shut down earlier this year. Now residents of Bent County, where the prison is located, have a proposal. County Commissioner Bill Long says they want to convert the facility into housing for homeless people, especially for veterans. He says he imagines they'll be bused into the facility from communities around Colorado.
And they'll arrive at Fort Lyon, be placed into housing, assigned counselors, and their needs will be determined by the counselor. And once that is determined, then they'll be enrolled in programs to address their mental health and substance abuse issues. And then also, there will be an educational component to this program, which will provide some educational opportunities as well as vocational training opportunities.
And I've been to the former prison, and it doesn't really look like a prison. You could say it looks a little bit like a college campus. And we talked earlier about how some prisons are those modern structures that are going to be hard to reuse. But this is really a place you can imagine being repurposed into something else.
Absolutely. Most visitors to Fort Lyon would consider it something similar to an Ivy League school campus, red brick buildings, red tile roof. It's a very beautiful place. And calling it a prison is a little bit different for, I guess, local residents. We consider it a hospital still, even though it had a prison fence around it for 10 years. But it was a VA hospital. The red brick buildings, at least, were a VA hospital from the 1920s until 2001. Only 10 years was it a prison.
What would have to be changed architecturally to make it this kind of homeless residence as opposed to a prison?
There are very, very few, if any, changes that would be necessary. The Department of Corrections did not alter the interior of the facility, but they did a great deal in the way of renovations and improvements. The rooms are still laid out similar to what a hospital would be. Not exactly, but very, very similar to a hospital. Some rooms would hold up to four or five individuals, but the entire facility could be turned into more apartment-type living with little or no renovations.
Would families be there too?
The facility rests on 560 acres, and there are probably 40-some residential houses that could be used for families, and that's something we'll be looking at. It's important to us to integrate these folks back into society and into a family-type lifestyle.
A majority of homeless folks live in urban areas, and some folks have said it might be a tough transition for them to move from, say, a place like Denver to a more rural place.
I think that's most likely an accurate statement. Although we have surveyed homeless folks, there are a great deal who would like to take this opportunity, even though it is in a rural area. One thing we often forget is, in the case of veterans in particular, a lot of those folks are from rural areas, but they migrate towards their service areas. So they end up in a place like Denver or other urban areas seeking treatment. Something doesn't work out for them, and they end up homeless. So returning to a rural area will not be difficult for a great deal of these individuals.
Now, here's the big question. Money. You've proposed your idea to the governor. So far, he is in favor of it. He's asking for $840,000 initially, and then more than $2 million over the next few years to pay for it. That's a lot of money. Doesn't, in a way, that defeat the purpose of the state saving money by closing it?
Well, if you take a very narrow look at it, the answer to that could be yes. But if you take an in-depth look at the homeless folks, you will find that the average homeless person costs the system something near $40,000 a year for incarceration. Many of them end up in jail, but also healthcare treatment and a variety of other services they access while being homeless. So in the end, again, after an in-depth look, it is actually saving money to help these folks hopefully get back on track for a normal life.
Why is it so important for Bent County and the area where you live to find a new use for the prison?
One thing for sure, the unemployment is not terribly high in our region, but it is high. The poverty rate is actually horrendous. Child poverty rate is something like 37%, which is well above average. But Fort Lyon is a very historic place. Folks like Kit Carson, the Bents, it's part of Colorado history. A lot of the original structure still exists. So preserving this facility and turning it into something useful for the state of Colorado, we believe, is very important.
Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Bill Long, a county commissioner in Bent County in southeastern Colorado. It will be up to the legislature to determine whether his idea moves forward. He spoke with CPR's Andrea Dukakis.